Welcome, Lovebird. You're listening to the Lauren of Love podcast, recorded by me, your host, Lauren Eliz Love. I am so deeply honored to be here with you and to help you move one step closer to creating your dream life simply by listening to this show. I'm a spiritual mentor, a master in the art of self-healing, and the creator and founder of an online transformation program called Heal. Since 2012, I have been on my own journey of self-healing my way to true happiness. I quit my corporate job to grow a successful $700,000 a year business. I ended an abusive marriage to find my true soulmate. I overcame drug addiction, mental illness, and severe chronic health challenges. And I released my trauma to come home to my true self-love. My life has truly transformed, and now it's your turn. On this show, I'm going to be sharing all of the medicine that has helped me create the life of my dreams so that you can create yours. If you can feel it, you can heal it, and you can change anything in your life. This podcast is a safe space for you to do just that, to learn what needs to be learned, to see what needs to be seen, and to feel what you need to feel so that you can have a life beyond your wildest dreams. Your desires are your destiny. And you are the person you have been waiting for to make them happen. Here on the Lauren of Love podcast, we are going to dive deep into a study of self-mastery. On the show, you will learn about how to self-heal your life, how to deepen your relationship with spirit, and how to truly embody and reclaim your power. This podcast is a safe space for us to explore the deep inner workings of self-mastery and helping you expand, grow, evolve, and become the best version of yourself. I believe in you, I am here for you, and you got this. Now let's dive in. Okay, truth be told, my sisters, my brothers, my beautiful humans out there, I have an open channel today. I think that's the best way to describe it. There's a lot moving through right now. And this chair, like, we got to do something about this. I don't like my office chair. I'm like having problems with it. I've been really sitting with this question of like, where in my life am I experiencing discomfort? And like, rather than subscribing to a story that it's like my fault or whatever, I'm like, okay, maybe I can take action here. And so I'm like, I'm uncomfortable with this chair and like I need to change and upgrade and I'm worthy of an investment for a new chair. I'm currently sitting at my desk. Good morning, everybody. I'm recording this episode live in real time at 6:20 a.m. I am in a magical portal. In case you are wondering, it's August. I'm creating so much lately and I'm so excited to release all this medicine into the world at like the perfect, most aligned time. And I know that this date on the calendar where this episode's getting released is perfect. So I'm meeting you in the future. What's up? What's happening? How you doing? How is it up there? It's a really cool process of like channeling for the future. I'm very much enjoying it. And I've been doing this, getting a lot of work done in the early mornings because that's what feels really good to me right now. And I'm running with what feels good. And I really love getting all my stuff done when I'm awake and I'm in this really divine portal of creation and inspiration and devoted connection. The morning times are really our most sacred place of the day where we're like, I'm here, I'm present, I'm connected. And so, yeah, I got a lot of energy moving through me in this morning. It's kind of like there's just a lot happening. I can't explain it. And I'm really like, I'm recording this episode for you guys and I'm realizing that another episode is coming through and that is really the journey and the study of dealing with triggers. So I'm going to be just putting a note down here like I have been in a couple of past episodes where I'm in this beautiful conversation channel that, you know, future episode, I got to put out this conversation about triggers and the teachings around it because just before I pressed record for this episode, I was
I opened up my phone and I got triggered. I feel like, I'm starting to look at like going into phone land and going into technology as like walking through a jungle where there's like beautiful animals and snakes to look at, and you're enjoying your view, and you're just like, oh my God, there's so much to take in here. I just want to keep looking and scrolling and, observing, followed by like a random dart. And you're like, ow, who shot me? And then you just get hit with all these darts. That's like the analogy that comes to mind right now when I talk about technology and just how it's this, really open channel to receive really good things and opportunities, money, success, freedom, love, and connection. And it's also a really scary tool too, because if we're not in a really right place, we can have triggers come up, and if we don't know how to manage our triggers, we can, fall down a rabbit hole. And I've been really blessed with this study in this season. It's been like the last three or four times that I've gotten triggered, the experience has been radically different. And I attribute that to a really big miracle moment I had before that in a really deep healing initiation. Much like my students in the HEAL program, I'm walking through this step-by-step healing process with my students. And so I'm going through my own initiation of that healing, and this season really calling in my empowerment and my embodiment. Spirit is like, yo, you want that? That's what you're healing this round of the HEAL program, because we get to, you pick something every time you go through the program. Here you go. This is what you have to look at. And so I got this big initiation into triggers, had to learn a lot, and then I got to step back and like integrate that. And so I really want to just pause and say, for any of you guys who are having a hard time because you're in reaction mode to what's happening around you, whether that's people, the social sphere of the world, your mother-in-law, your friend, your client, your partner, whatever is just triggering you and bringing it up. We're going to talk about it in an episode later on the show. I also want to say thank you to you guys. It's been really beautiful to see you all sharing and posting and celebrating as you dive into this content. I absolutely love it, and I really want this platform to be a safe space where all of us can explore and grow together. I actually feel really inspired in the future. I know this is like coming up for me to have you guys have the opportunity to like submit questions on the show so we could do some episodes that are tailored to some of you guys specifically. So just stay tuned for some magic and a little bit of like weather forecast of what's up on the radar. I am pretty sure it's fall season by you. So congratulations, we are in the fall. Just kidding. I don't mean like weather forecast. My dad was actually a weatherman, which is pretty ironic here, because now I like astrologically talk about like future pacing of like energy storms, and like just, oh my God, it's so funny. Anyway, we're in the fall and there's a lot of magic happening. There's a lot of energy moving through. Fall is really that time for harvest, and I really like to look at my seasons of the world and ask, how does this season apply to me? When we get our bodies syncing up with the rhythms of Mother Earth, her ebbs and her flows, her tree branches and leaves falling, and then spring blossoming, we can really go through cycles that are actually really supportive and nourishing. So like winter doesn't have to be a depression, darkness, sadness, cold, pain, suffering, oh, starvation, right? Like winter doesn't have to be that way. Winter can also be cozy and restful and in recovery. So I'm thinking about this winter coming up and just, really reflecting on seasons and the seasons of my life and what we've been all moving through. I'm on the intro, I know, and we're talking about all these things, guys, but I promise I'll wrap it up soon. But basically, my winter season I'm preparing for looks like inward reflection, creativity, coziness, and possibly writing the book that has been on my radar for so long. I have like 5 or 6 books that I really want to write in this lifetime, and I just hasn't been the right time. And that's a really important lesson, right? Like, we're going to talk about that in today's episode, because I think part of today's conversation is just not just about creating financial wealth, but creating freedom within ourselves and having permission to say, hey, I want to do something and it's important to me, but it may not be the right time. That's like a really important privilege. We all deserve to have that privilege. We can look at ourselves and say, hey, like, I know something's important to you, Lauren, but I'm not going to be hard on you if you haven't started it yet. You know, like, it's coming. So anyway, we'll talk about that in today's show. But yeah, it's fall season now. And so this is harvest. And so you may feel in this season of your life that perhaps the energy storms of heaviness and chaos and lots of things happening, the summer season, this and that and this and that, is starting to slow down a little bit. And that slow movement is requiring you to look inward, and maybe things are calming down. Or if you're on the shadow side, you know, maybe things are like calming down in a way of like busyness, but maybe you're feeling this heaviness creep in, right? No prediction to create any of that in your life, of course, but like, hey, guess what? It can be good. It can be good. That's the truth about everything that we are experiencing in this life. It can be good, okay? And I really want you to remember that as we dive into today's episode on the Lauren of Love podcast today. Here we go. We are going to be talking about some of my life and my experience of finding more happiness and fulfillment and joy in these recent seasons of my chapter. And I'm going to be sharing with you in today's episode the 7 things that changed my financial reality, changed my happiness, changed my wellness in this particular season of my life, because I have felt this very much, you know, a big immense shift in how I am feeling. And feeling way more empowered, way more inspired. I think that's because I've been going through the HEAL program, focused on that. If you guys don't know, HEAL is my 6-month intensive life transformation program. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I do it every single round, and my life just continues to change and blossom. And I love watching my students grow in that program. And I picked embodiment this month. So this round of the journey, it's yeah, really beautiful. We're opening doors in January of 2023. So that is not open right now, but you can go check it out, laurenoflove.com/heal. So you guys know last month we released our second signature program. We have HEAL and we have the Wild Wealthy Feminine, which I am so pumped about. Wild Wealthy Feminine is now finishing up, actually, which is super cool. This is a program for abundance and freedom. And as I'm recording this, and this is a really cool time warp, I'm actually in the 5-day challenge of opening up cart, because you guys know I do a free challenge every time I open up a program right before. And so I'm in this challenge right now and offering all this free value and just feeling so high vibrational around myself, my relationship with my life, feeling really centered, very clear, very grounded, very much a master of my reality, which is really super cool, and very, very grateful for what's been moving through. And this is coming from somebody who lived in anxiety and stress for most of her life, okay? If you're wondering about my background, I've not always been this grounded. I dealt with a lot of health issues for a long time, and just recently on the 5-day challenge for the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, I shared my journey of how I was an entrepreneur who had just quit her job in 2015, making pennies, had $60,000 in debt, living off of government assistance for my health insurance, to like now being in this place where I'm financially provided for and compensated for, and I feel love and gratitude, and I firmly believe that none of that actually had to do with money or my bank account or the number in the bank, but rather my relationship to that. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, money is a really important tool. It gives us the opportunities and possibilities and privileges that we really desire in this lifetime, but it is just a tool. And either that tool can use you or you can use it. And this conversation today is all really, really centered around how we have the power to really create sovereign, healthy relationship with all things in our life. That's what healing is all about. And money is one of the most important things we can do that with, because money shows up everywhere. We need to be in right relationship with money, but mostly not because we need the bank account to feel good, et cetera, but because we really actually want to feel good within ourselves. So we're going to be talking about a little bit of a sidestep, a different perspective of how to actually heal your relationship with money, and the 7 things I did to change my bank account and to change my relationship with money. This whole conversation we're having today is a really deep component of, number one, the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, that 6-week transformational program that's for entrepreneurs. It's the business and money energetic study of a lifetime. I am so excited. And there's a waitlist for that on my website as well. But really deeply, if you're looking to take this step into cultivating anything we talk about today, I very much invite you to go into the Sacred Success Masterclass, because that masterclass is a series. It's multiple video trainings with slides, in-depth study around embodying, cultivating, shining, and empowering, and walking yourself through the actual level of success, how to get there, how to be there, how to hold that, how to walk the journey to embodying success, having success, breathing success, feeling successful. You know, so many entrepreneurs out there and women in general, we're just walking around our life not feeling successful. So if you are an entrepreneur watching or listening to any of my content, and you want to master your relationship with success and money, and you really vibe with this conversation today, go check it out. laurenoflove.com. You can go to the shop and see all of my DIY courses, and you can go to the work with me section and see all of my live group coaching experiences and programs. Okay, are you ready to dive in? Let's do it. Okay, so I know I titled this video, podcast. We're here podcasting. I know I titled this 7 things I changed that changed my bank account. But these things that I'm sharing with you guys today are actually really big fundamentals of what has changed my emotional wellness. A lot of us are really toxically sick in our relationship with money, with success. These words, right? We have a relationship to it. How do you relate to the word fun? How do you relate to the word pleasure? How do you relate to the word, I'll say a bad word. Just think of a bad word. I don't know if your children are listening, right? But like, how you relate to things really determines if you are healthy about it. And how we relate to money, a lot of us are not healthy. We're like, we have a really toxic relationship with it, or we have a really wounded relationship, or a really painful relationship, or a really triggered relationship. And because money is so ever-present in our life, money is something we have to use every day, just like we use water, okay? Just like we use air. It's a resource, and it's a resource that is neither good nor bad. It just is. But a lot of us, we give it a bad meaning, right? Thinking on that analogy of water, right? There's this really incredible study that they did where they show you scientists, actually this one guy, I forget his name, something Moto, he had a really beautiful study where you like pray to the water and you can see the molecules of the water change. And I think that's a really cool thing to think about, how our intentions of what we put into things that are neutral actually creates the quality of that experience. The molecules actually change. This is why like talking to your food and praying to your food to help nourish and heal you is so, so important. It is also why we have to be really mindful of like how we talk and speak in the world and what we're putting out. So that's a whole separate conversation, but I just want you to remember that money is in fact a neutral resource, and what you're projecting onto it, what you're putting into it, and your relationship that you develop with it really not only affects the type of life you have on a physical level, what you can afford, what you can do, the experiences you can have, but it also very, very deeply affects your emotional reality, how good you feel about yourself, how peaceful you feel, how provided for you feel, how excited for life you feel, how open to possibility you feel. And I will say that, hey, guess what? All those things I just shared, it's your responsibility to cultivate those things first. Okay, don't leave that last or else the money will never come. You got to cultivate those feelings first. But I really did find that these things, while, you know, you might be listening from that place of like, yeah, I want to make money. I want to make more money. I want to solve this problem I have of, you know, upper limit, resistance, scarcity, whatever. Please listen to this from a place of like, I want emotional freedom, because that is very important. Because when you are holding on to scarcity patterns and self-sabotage patterns and things that don't serve you from that perspective, right, you can only hold on to so much, right? Our brain can only focus on a certain amount of stuff. And if you're holding on to these focuses and these perspectives, what is that taking up space in replace of what could be there? Like, could you have really peaceful thoughts every day instead of stressful thoughts? Could you have more positive, happy gratitude thoughts and see the world as magic if you removed the negative thinking, stress, and worry that is your emotional reality and relationship to money and success and freedom and all these things? So I just share that because low vibrational thought takes up twice as much amount of space in our beings, in our bodies, in our heaviness energetically, whereas a positive thought really expands us into just such an elated state of being. So yeah, let's heal the physical, let's heal the emotional, and let's dive in. I'm going to take a sip of water and we're going to talk about these seven things. I really actually, like, truth be told, had like nine things. So if we keep going, we keep going. Cool. Beautiful. Awesome. Okay. You ready for this? The things I did that changed my bank account. Here for it. Okay. Number one, I started to see the scale analogy. Okay, this is a really big deal. This is like, I think where everything started. My relationship with healing, my partnership with money, my intimate connection with money has been a journey my entire life. Okay, I've constantly always tried to make money to do certain things, right? Like, oh, I want to do this. I got to make money. I want to do this. I want to make money. And I developed this really strong pattern. We'll talk about it in point number seven about baggage. But I really carried this storyline of like, I am always the type of person who has to just do enough to reach this goal, to get what she wants. And that was also my relationship with my body for many, many years. It's almost as if these programs that we have been implanted with through our upbringing and through our society and through the world and have been playing out in all these different areas. Like, we can see the virus and its side effects, right? It's like, okay, well, in my relationship with my body, I do that. In my relationship with food, I do that. In my relationship with my partner, always trying to get more, always trying to get something. Why am I always trying to get, right? And part of that is because I didn't feel good enough, or because I didn't feel able to sink into what I had in the present moment, because maybe it didn't feel safe, or it didn't feel enough, or it didn't feel this or that. But when I started to heal my relationship with my body, I recognized that for so many years, my body was something that would do something for me. And that felt really abusive and almost slave-like. How could I get my body to perform? How could I get my body to push past its limits? How could I get my body to reach this number on the scale so that I can feel validated? I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing to push your body to limits to experience the strength of your body and the beauty of your body and how good it feels to do those things. But I also can be real with myself and say I was never really in that mindset growing up. I was in control and manipulation and force to get an outcome. And that's because I was conditioned as a child to believe that the outcomes that I produced were very important. Do you see patterns here? This is all stuff we talk about in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, the Business and Money Energetics, and also in the HEAL program, like looking at your trauma and what you have been through and what you carry in your life. Because like, dude, you got to question these things. And when I look at how when my relationship with my business was really dysfunctional, and my relationship with my bank account was really dysfunctional, and my relationship with my partner was dysfunctional, the dysfunction vomit everywhere. I was just like all over the place. That's okay. If you're there, honor where you're at. It's a really beautiful place to be, because it's like, it's the eye of the needle. It's the through the storm. It's the curveball. It's the initiation, right? And so I'm so grateful that I got to experience those things, because now I'm on the other side and I can deeply appreciate the fact that I feel appreciative in my life and happy and successful. But when I look at the times where I was like super dysfunctional, it was because I was constantly in a state of looking at something outside of myself and then allowing what I was looking at to dictate how I felt in my internal experience. So many ways, right? That triggers podcast episode that's going to come out soon. We'll talk all about this. But like, just as an example, I would look at my bank account and I would feel good or bad. I would look at the scale on and I would feel good or bad. I would receive it with my eyes, just how many followers I had or how many engagements or comments I got, and I would feel good or bad. And it's like, you remember in school when we got tests, you know, and you were good or bad. It's just the same shit. It's just reproducing the same pattern that was literally programmed into us. Were we born that way? No, honey, we were not, right? Like, we're conditioned that way. So when I started to see this scale analogy, I started to realize that maybe actually this storyline that a certain number in your bank is bad and a certain number in your bank is good is in fact just really silly. And I understand that in certain situations there are pressures and there are stressors and there are things beyond our control that we can't control that make life really, really hard. And it can feel hard and it can be overwhelming and it can get stressful. I have been there, right? 60K in debt, government assistance, living on a mattress in my boyfriend's parents' house for a year, questioning my entire reality, literally having to put things on multiple credit cards, trying to make myself be able to buy tampons at Target. Like, I have been there. And those moments, if I look back, I think what I wish I would have done differently is give myself permission to have more faith and to, with that relationship and that connection, to not indulge in the storylines that put my body into more fight or flight. Because the problem with wanting more success and abundance and achievement is that it cannot be fulfilled from a deregulated nervous system of fight or flight. It's just not sustainable. It will break down. It can't hold itself. You can't hold that container. You can't sometimes even get to that container because you just are not at the energetic capacity to hold. And like, this applies to all things, to our relationship with our partners, our businesses, our family. Like, we have to be in a really powerful vibration. So that requires us to stop reacting to everything and to go inward and to be with ourselves and to be present with ourselves. Man, whew, we got to do that. That's our job. It's our responsibility. So let's do it. Stop reacting. Case in point, scale analogy. Go inward. Trust. Have faith. And if you don't know how to do those things, work on learning how. You know, I get this a lot. I people are like, I just don't know how to do it. How do I have faith? That's like impossible. Do you see my life? Well, like, how is it serving you to be in this energetic state? You know, I think worry is self-abuse, quite frankly, you know, and it's a practice that we are all very good at. Good job. You're good at this. You're not bad at this. You're good at this. You're good at worrying. You worry so hard. You know, I'm just so over it. Just, you know, I think it's like, can we get there? Can we really get to that place where we can be free of the storyline that I need to worry and I need to react? Number two, the second thing I changed about my bank account was my attitude and relationship with myself. This is huge. This is like the game changer. The scarcity that is reflected in your bank account is a scarcity of intimate love and connection with yourself. There is something that's not integrated yet. There is something that's not fully embodied yet. I'm not saying that every successful, wealthy person is fully embodied, but what I am saying is that to get to certain financial levels and frequencies of this game that we are playing, which I believe to be the game of self-love, abundance is a reflection of how much I love myself, right? How deeply I can go into that relationship with myself. It really works. And the old game of, well, money is a reward for being good and I could either be good or bad. So am I good or bad? It just doesn't support us, right? Especially if we're entrepreneurs, because then we like project everything onto ourselves and we're like, oh, I'm a failure. Nothing I ever do is good enough. Da, da, da. Or we project it onto our bosses, right? Mommy and daddy things. Nothing I ever do is good enough for you. I had to really like shelf all of this to like look at myself and recognizing that, hey, these patterns of me projecting scarcity into my bank account or scarcity into my business with fewer clients or scarcity into my partnership with little affection or self-love or scarcity into, you know, anything on and on and on. That's all a reflection of me and my relationship with myself. So what is not integrated? What is not healed? And this is a journey. Like, I really love when healing comes from this perspective of it's fun. And yes, it's hard and there are deep, deep experiences that I walk myself through and it's a challenge, but ultimately, it's beautiful. Like when I can have that perspective of everything, it's really incredible, right? It's a really, really special thing. So I invite you to start to explore with love and with playfulness and with excitement, because hey, guess what? This is a big learning that can really transform you and create magic in your life. That's super exciting. It doesn't have to be like, where am I still a piece of shit? You know, like, stop. You can look at yourself and go, hey, like, what am I excited to really work on? What am I excited to really improve? You know, in this season of my life, as I'm recording this, it's Virgo season. So not only am I in the Heal program round, because we're running the Heal program, and I told you guys earlier, my intention is working on my embodiment, but I'm also in this place where I'm like, I want to get organized. I want to get structured. I want to create better relationship with my time. I want to be disciplined, but in a devotional way, in a goddess way, you know? So like, these are things that I'm excited to embody and embrace within myself. And because I'm excited to embody those things, because I love to grow and I love to change, as a result, I'm creating more magnetism because I'm loving myself, because I'm focused on myself, because I'm working on improving myself from a loving perspective and right relationship, right? Now, as a result, that magnetism is shining light, and it's shining light to people who want my support and my help, and it's shining light to my partner who wants to spend more time with me, and it's shining light. So suddenly all this scarcity, bank account, business, partnership, now everything's flooding through because I'm following what feels good for me. I'm literally loving myself. Like, that's the process of loving yourself. And we may have these storylines where it's like, well, I don't know how to do that. I've never done that before. Honestly, if you're telling me that and you're like, you're here and you're saying that, that's why it's so scary to do this work, because it's really unfamiliar. You know, I spent many of my early days in spending more deep quality time with myself, crying and really uncomfortable by it. I did not want to be with myself. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't like it. Whew, felt scary. But like being with yourself is how you start to have a better attitude and relationship with yourself because you start to care for and elevate the standards of what you believe you deserve. And so for me, I've been really recognizing that I deserve love because that's really what I give in this world so unconditionally. And I deserve gentleness because that's what soothes me. And I deserve play because that's what feels exciting to me. And I promise to give myself all those things. And it's a study of learning how to be able to do that. I deserve wellness, so that requires me to be a little bit disciplined, right? I deserve time freedom, so that requires me to be organized and really present in everything that I do, right? So practice and study. But my attitude about myself started to change when I did these things. And what I realized was that ultimately, I was super responsible for learning how to believe in myself and learning how to feel good about myself. And to put it simply, you want to feel better about yourself, start making decisions. Right now, write them down. What are three decisions I can make for my life today? And they can be small, but when you take action and you follow through, your confidence grows. You start to feel good about yourself again. So just keeping that in mind. It's a real gateway to our abundance. Number three, I changed my relationship with time. This was a really big one because when I was growing up, there was never enough time. It was bells at the end of certain hours, alarms to switch classes. It was my mom rushing the kids around here, here, and here, and never really having enough time to relax or do the things that I wanted to do. I'm a projector. I need a lot of alone time, okay? So I had to change my relationship with how I saw time. I'm also a Capricorn and I love to achieve. It's super important to me. So just because I like to grow, not from a place of ego, but just like it's fun to see what I can do in this lifetime, you know, right relationship. But because of that desire, I have to be really mindful of how I use my time. And if I'm not going about this journey from a place of love and respect for myself, I will quickly put other things as priority instead of my own needs. So I'll start to overwork, or I'll start to get sloppy in my schedule, or I'll start to allow my business to leak into my personal life or even my thoughts, right? So we have to really do better with time. I think where this comes from for me, you know, the concept of aging and the pressures of storylines of aging, also feeling like there was a lot of recognition and praise for people who would do things in a quick amount of time. Like if I graduated in a shorter amount of time, or if it took me 2 years to do something instead of eight, you know, I always got validation from how fast I could climb. But I would often do that at the expense of myself because I felt really unworthy. But now, you know, time is a construct and time is also something I can play with. So I really love getting organized with my schedule and being present in every task and making every task magical. We'll talk more about this later on in the show. I really want to record an episode for you guys around like mastering time and my processes for clearing and connecting as you go in and like clearing as you come out of every experience. And then how I just really changed my life by simply looking at these structures of ritual, whether it's pouring my tea in the morning or getting in the car to go to the grocery store, everything can be sacred. And when you change your perspective of that and you change your relationship with time, you're never wasting time. You're always present. You're never in a rush. And it's just beautiful. And that allows me to have the belief that, hey, wherever I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. That's great. I can trust that process. It may feel hard and confusing. It may not make sense to me, but all right, something's happening and I can be present with it. So, yeah, we deserve that. I mean, how great would it be if you could show up in your business and be like, all right, I have two people watching me. I love that. That's so exciting. Let me make this so great for them, for your business, you know? Or like just anything in general, like just being fucking present and appreciative of what's here. It's like really important. Okay, next, I changed my relationship to personal permission to feel good. Oh my God, I love this. Jeez Louise, this is like the game changer. My nervous system literally resets as I say this. We need to give ourselves permission to feel good and not later. Not later. I am such a firm believer in the truth that like physical illness in the body is manifested from a lack of alignment, an unhealed wound, a part of you that has not been looked at. And oftentimes, all of that is created because we're attached to suffering from our past, from the things we've been through. And we abuse ourselves and we don't give ourselves permission to feel good now. We say, okay, I'll feel good when I fit in those jeans. I'll feel good when that person is friends with me. I'll feel good when I have X amount of followers on Instagram. I'll feel good when I get that certain type of house or that certain type of car, that certain type of handbag. And we're chasing and chasing and chasing, and really, actually, we got to just be really mindful of that because it's fine to want to experience beautiful things in this world and to enjoy luxury and to enjoy a lot of money and to be compensated wildly for that. But we just have to be aware of where are we attached to the storyline that those things will actually bring me happiness if I'm not happy right now, fulfilled, grounded, rooted, present. And there's superficial happy and then there's actually embodying happiness. And I really think that we all deserve that and that's really important and that we should all work on it. So for me, I shared a little bit about this in the Wild Wealthy Feminine 5-day series, and I'm going to share a little bit about it with you here. And just if this really speaks to you, please go check out the Sacred Success Masterclass series. It would be really helpful for you. But I climbed levels of success that were unbelievable to me, right? I 10K months, 20K months, 50K months, $125,000 weeks, $700,000 a year, right? Wow, that's cool. That's really incredible. And I did not give myself any permission to feel good about any of that stuff. I mean, maybe briefly, and then I would say, oh, what's next? I didn't sink into shit, right? I was like, okay, next, 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 next. It was like just going back to that scale analogy. It was like the abuse of how you treat your body just replaying itself for me to look at, to heal my wound around that, to say, actually, no, maybe your job and your study should be how to sink into where you are, not to go somewhere else. And when you sink into where you are, you'll go somewhere else. You know what I mean? So, it's been a real study of where am I not giving myself permission to feel good? I still have a lot of fight or flight pattern within my system and what I've been through in my life. And I'm sure many of you guys can relate, going through trauma, going through difficult childhoods, going through challenges in your upbringing. We really just want peace and we want to feel good, but we also have to practice and learn at the same time how to be the provider of that for ourselves. Like, if you're not feeling good, do you know what to do? Do you have tools? Do you have an ability? Do you have skill set? How do you do that? Are you a master of nourishment? These are really, really important things. And also, are you a master of permission? A lot of us are so addicted to what we should be worried about because we're in fight or flight in our bodies. We are not connected to our bodies. We're in our minds, right? And we need to do a little bit of a better job just kind of winding down and coming back in and giving ourselves the full yes of okay, I'm going to dedicate myself to really learning how to feel good in my life. Maybe you can journal on that today and just ask yourself, what right now, with the resources I have available, can I change to make my life feel good and really make that shift? Number five, I changed my relationship to work. This was actually a really big deal. And I'll just say this component is really also about learning how to respect your creative channel. Success and feeling successful and embodying success. One of the things I talk about in the Sacred Success Masterclass is my method of the mothering method when it comes to creation and creativity and leadership and business. a lot of us are not successful because we're actually not applying the mothering method. And once we do, it's like such a game changer. And you can check that out in the Sacred Success Masterclass that's on my website. But I will just say, like, hey, first and foremost, you got a birth from a place that feels nourishing. You got a birth what feels exciting. You got a birth what feels like something you are looking forward to, that you love unconditionally and that you can't wait to meet. And when we are birthing businesses, if we're not careful, we'll treat our businesses exactly how our parents treated us. And it's just like a real toxic behavior. So we need to change it up. We need to do differently. Okay. Changing my relationship to work was about really looking at the practice and process of being a mother to my business and just being like, okay, I gotta maybe change my ways a little bit. I'm not really being a great mom right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm resentful and stressed and cranky and freaking out and all this stuff. And so in healing my relationship with success, I also had to heal my relationship with the activities that I was doing in my business. And activating your sacred channel to be able to get the downloads to create the things that are meant to be birthed into this world is very, very important. A lot of us have bad relationships with our bank account because we have bad guidelines and rules and verbiage around what it means to quote unquote work. And we say, okay, I got to work a 9 to 5 and I got to hustle and I got to work for somebody else and I got to not be happy and I got to not have any time for myself. A lot of us are in that model of subscribing to the world in that way because that's the conditioning that we were raised in. A lot of us are also trying to break that pattern, but what we also need to be mindful of is that in breaking that pattern, it's not just about saying, okay, now I work for myself and now I make my own money. That's just the 3D metaphor of this, right? We also have to change the emotional metaphor of this. So if in your work environment, you inherited a lot of behavior of self-sacrifice or burnout or overachieving or not communicating properly, you're going to do the same thing in your entrepreneur life. It's just going to bleed in and create more of that reality. So if we can look at our word work and ask ourselves, what has to change for this to, instead of being called work, being called like creative expression time or my channel activation time or the space where I get to pursue and profit and also provide for people, right? Like, what would that look like? Like, let's change the language a little bit, you know? I used to work and always feel like there was never enough time. I used to work and always feel like nothing I ever did was good enough. And I used to work and exhaust myself to the point where I would just pass out. I would be so tired, be so burned out in using my channel. I didn't know how to use my channel properly. And like that Sacred Success Masterclass would be very helpful for any of you guys who are curious about going deeper into the mastery of your channel, your mission, your message, and your ability to hold success. So work is not about achieving an outcome anymore for me. Work is about being able to go through a creative process. Like right now, I'm recording here for you. I'm present. I'm in this current experience, channeling this message for you right here. And I'm not thinking about all the other things I have to do. And I'm also not in a place where I'm like, oh, I gotta do that. I gotta do that. I don't want to do that. Let me rally myself. You know, that doesn't happen for me anymore because I got really clear about making sure that my business had channels and portals that allowed me to show up and create and serve and be present in that felt really safe for me to be happy and very aligned. And so when your business is no longer about the outcome, but is about creative expression, you get to really find the divine million-dollar ideas because the universe compensates you when you're in right relationship with yourself and all things. So change your relationship with work. Next up, number 6, I changed my marriage. Okay, this is really crazy. Now, you guys know I was married once before. I don't mean I actually physically changed my partner. Matt and I have been together since 2014. And he's like the sweetest, most amazing man ever. I love him so much. Super nerd, not really speaking the language that I speak. We're very, very different in that way. But we have really strong equal values, and it makes our relationship just so beautiful to see these two dynamics and variety in our life. And yeah, really, really grateful. But back in the day when I was going about my journey of entrepreneurship, I really projected a lot of my stress and anger and worry onto him. I would start fights and immediately tell myself stories of, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. But really, actually, was internally going through an experience that was intense around my life or my business. And I would be like, I gotta run, you know? And so I would find evidence in my partnership to want to run. And it's crazy how that plays out, right? Same thing with our businesses. So we really need to learn how to change our partnerships in ways where, like, we have really clear boundaries about what we're moving through, and we have clear communication, and we allow our partnerships to be a nourishing support to the blossoming of what we want in our life, and to not have our relationships be dumping grounds for the stress and the worry of what we're going through. I think it's, like, really important for our partners to hold safe space for us. And that is a really big deal, of course. And it's important to be able to have the safe space to do that. But what I just want you to remember is that sometimes by speaking about stress, worry, anxiety related to money and all of these things, is that it almost, like, can make it worse sometimes if we're talking about these things from a certain vibration. And I think you know what I mean, right? It's important to have these conversations. Matt and I have different perspectives on money, and it's very interesting to see how we kind of balance each other out to create oneness. I'm very much I want all the magical experiences in this lifetime, and they all cost money, and let's figure out a way to do them. And he's all, I want to retire at 50 and never work and live on land, so let's save for it. And I'm like, no. So we have these very interesting different perspectives, and just that as an extreme, you know, in our big picture views of life can also show you kind of how we show up day to day. He doesn't really spend much money, and he's really, like, mindful and frugal, and I'm the one that's like, I want enjoyment, I want love, I want peace. But when I told myself stories that Matt was, like, keeping me stuck because of his resistance, I was subscribing to the truth that I was embodying at the time, right? It's not my truth now, but at the time was, like, only my way. He doesn't possibly know what he's talking about. And when he would get triggered by money, it would also trigger me, even if I was in a really empowered place. I didn't know how to keep that boundary and that guide to be like, no, actually, like, I'm good, you know, I'm good. So I'm not affected by what's happening for you. I can stay on my mat. I had to learn how to do that. It took me a really, really long time. And now when I'm triggered by how he's triggered, I can actually just check that, take a deep breath, put it to the side, and then I'm good to go and can move forward, right? So just, I invite you to change your relationship with marriage as it relates to money or your partnership. You know, there might be some dysfunction that needs to be explored or illuminated just on how you guys can get on the same page. Like, my bank account drastically changed when, instead of sitting down and saying, you want this and I want that and we don't agree and blah, 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 and let's fight about it, we instead started to say, okay, we have these two priorities. How can we value each other? How can we make space for all things? And how can we use our individual skill sets to our advantage, to thrive and to grow? And I used to get very triggered in my relationship with Matt when he would say, you know, He's never told me no. I've been able to do everything that I've wanted to do. But there have been times, not that I'm asking for permission, but I think partnership is about, you know, being on the same page and deciding things together that are big decisions. And so there have been times where I've wanted to do something right away, and he said, well, let's, like, save, or let's wait, or let's do this. And I got very, like, impulsive and angry and triggered by that. And that was all subscribing to a story that I can't have what I want. And I think when you're in a safe marriage, you believe that, like, the universe has brought you this really incredible experience so that you can have everything that you want. And that's really, really, really important. So, yeah, I just invite you to sit with that. Number seven, I changed my relationship to my baggage. Ooh, this is a juicy one. This is like the entire Sacred Success Masterclass series in one bullet point. Number seven, I changed my relationship with my baggage. Look, here's the deal. We all got it. It's beautiful. You don't have to hate it. You don't have to be angry about it. You don't have to feel like it's always there. Oh, my baggage is always here. It's so annoying. But we can definitely lighten the load. And first, that requires us to stop being so hard on ourselves, aka money trauma, scarcity mindset, this or that. If you're in an anxious state, that problem cannot be solved, okay? That's like, it's really important, you know what I mean? Like, you can't solve that problem when you're stressed and anxious. It just doesn't do anything. So take the load off yourself. Stop judging yourself so much. And just be aware, hey, I got some baggage. I got some things. And they're not disabilities. They're tools. So, for example, right? Like, maybe you have an anxiety pattern that comes up around money. And perhaps that pattern is there because it's really trying to teach you something, because there's a childhood trauma or a childhood experience you had related to and very similar to what this anxiety pattern is bringing up in you. You know, maybe you always see, maybe it's always around money and you're like, oh, wow, when I was like seven, I had this thing with my dad and this experience like reminds me of that. And I, oh my gosh, like it's kind of similar. And you know, this is, it's a rewrite. It's an opportunity to go back and like rewrite things and look at things differently. One of the 12 universal laws of self-healing that I talk about in my Heal Foundations program is the law of rewrite. And so things come back and we don't have to judge them. We have to let them teach us and be humble students and just loving. It's not about success or failure. It's about being here and receiving what's present. So my baggage was very much around my relationship with money, my relationship with saving, my relationship with my dad, and my relationship with my mom, and not really being raised in a lifestyle and environment where freedom was my birthright. You know, it wasn't. I didn't have that liberty. I didn't have that energy. So I think we have to love our baggage for what it teaches us. And I think we also have to stop being so disempowered by it. And I really do think that's a practice. It's a study. It's a cultivation. And it's a one step at a time sort of deal. You know, our baggage is beautiful. I love my baggage. I don't have to hate myself for what I've been through. And I certainly don't have to tell myself a story that my baggage has to keep me stuck. I mean, when did you decide that? Why are you still playing that out? At any point, we can choose a different timeline. Why haven't you chosen it? And one of the things I teach about in the Heal Foundations program, in the Sacred Success Masterclass series, is like the art of declaration and being able to say, I declare this thing for my life. I declare who I'm becoming. I declare what I want for my future. And when we do that and we follow it with decision and we follow it with action, we will ultimately get exactly where we want to be. It may take time, right? But we can know 100% certain that what we want is inevitable. And it doesn't matter what baggage we're carrying. It doesn't matter what we've been through. We can overwrite and rewrite it all. So can you love yourself for all that you've been through? And can you love everything that you've been through? And can you let everything that you've been through teach you? That's really the question. So I love you guys. You're amazing. I want to see you shine and thrive and grow and expand. And I look forward to seeing how many of you take steps to activate and make changes in your life by embodying these seven principles. I hope today's episode really helped you. If this episode of the show really spoke to you, take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, come tag me. I love getting to know you guys. It feels really special. And I look forward to diving in deeper with you on the next episode. I'm going to go and take some rest, something I really love to do. Coming in and out of these experiences of work, I'll go into something, come out of something, and rest and recharge and reset. And so that's what I'm going to do. I invite you to do the same in your own life with your practices. Aho, sisters, thank you so much for being here. I love you, lovebirds. I'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, sister, don't go anywhere just yet. I have a free offer for you as a gift for being a beautiful lovebird listener of this show. I want to give any student who leaves a review on this podcast a beautiful free gift. the Six Laws of Wealth audio series. If you're creating prosperity, abundance, health freedom, financial freedom, this audio training series is going to shift and propel you into a new perspective of creating prosperity and wealth in your life. It's really simple. To receive this free offer, all you have to do is leave a review on the podcast, write up some comments about how you feel this show has helped you, and when you're done, take a screenshot of that review and email our team. You can go to hello@laurenoflove.com and just share in an attached file a screenshot of your review. We'll respond back and give you a link to sign up for that free series, the Six Laws of Wealth audio training. It is a beautiful, jam-packed study, and I'm so honored to give you that gift for free. So again, just leave a review, write some love notes about how this podcast has changed your life, and take a screenshot, send it to us at hello@laurenoflove.com, and we'll respond back with your free access to the Six Laws of Wealth audio series. I look forward to seeing your review, and I am so excited to share this series with you for free. Enjoy, guys, and I'll see you on the next show.